Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Friday and welcome into the final edition of Send It In here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great Friday show coming up for you guys, a whole bunch to get into. Our guy Henry Ettinger going to join us here in a moment like he does every Friday. Also, Shane Thurston will join us later on in the show, get his thoughts on the NFL and also the NBA as well. And on this Friday, as we normally do, we'll look at the PJ Pick 5. Five favorite bowl bets, five favorite bets for week 15 in the NFL, and also our favorite player prop bets for week 15 as well. Then we'll wrap the show with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Henry Ettinger. Give Henry a follow on X at @hedging_Henry. You can follow him on TikTok, on X, and on Instagram as well. Henry, lot to get into. Let's start with this NFL slate. You and I were talking before we hopped on the air. We both really like it. I'm interested in your thoughts on this Bills and Patriots matchup. New England can win the AFC East with a win on Sunday. Game's about a pick 'em. Who do you like between Buffalo and New England?
This might be my favorite bet of the week, PJ, and it's because I love the Buffalo Bills here. Look, we knew coming into the season the Patriots had an easy schedule. Drake Mace looked good in his second year, but a lot of this has to do with the schedule, and I'm concerned about the Patriots' injuries on the trenches. Will Campbell, of course, will be out for this game. Milton Williams is going to miss this game as well. I think Buffalo will be able to run the football more because of that, and I'm worried about the Patriots holding up in pass protection, you know, to take those deep shots that have been so successful for them this season. Josh Allen starting to get this team going in the right direction for Buffalo. So even though it's on the road, I laid the money line with the Bills on open here, and I still like it.
I like it. All right. And a couple other games we got coming up in week 15, Henry. Two teams that are favored in desperation mode. The Ravens really need a win on Sunday at Cincinnati. They're laying 2.5, high total at 51.5 in that game. And then the Chiefs, they got to win out and they need a lot of help. They're a 5.5-point favorite against the Chargers. Either of those games, do you have any plays that you like?
I haven't bet the Ravens yet, but I am leaning that direction, and I think I ultimately will end up with them on my card on Sunday. Look, they absolutely blew that game on Thursday night, Thanksgiving football. They turned the ball over a ton. They didn't look like themselves, but we saw with Lamar against Pittsburgh last week, it started to look a little bit better. He started to be a more mobile, actually getting the rushing yards on those scrambles. The scramble rate had been really high, but he wasn't getting away from people. That started to happen against the Steelers last weekend. So this Bengals defense is still terrible. I think the Ravens offense is at least getting right. So I don't really believe in this Ravens defense, if I'm being totally honest, but without T. Higgins on the Bengals side, I think they'll get enough stops here to get it done. And like you said, motivationally, it should be a nice spot for them. And then Chiefs Chargers, I just want the under in this game. I mean, the Chargers gave up an insane amount of pressure versus the Eagles on Monday Night Football, one of the highest pressure rates of the season. They can't block anybody. On the flip side, the Chiefs, they've been looking for those deep shots down the field. The Chargers don't give them up, though. So I think they're going to have to play the underneath game here. The Chargers play a ton of zone coverage. I think we'll see a little bit of the Chiefs offense of old that we've seen from these last couple of years. It'll be a lot of dump offs to Kelsey, a lot of short screens, things of that nature. So I like under 42 there.
Henry, this week, I think if people look at the board, they're going to see a lot of big favorites, right? A lot of teams that are favored by north of a touchdown. You got the Bears, you got the Jags, you got the Niners, the Texans. A lot of those type of games on the board this week. Are you involved in any of those games? Would you lay the points with anybody? Would you take the points with anybody? Any thoughts on any of those games where you have a big point spread?
Well, you know I gravitate towards the underdogs, PJ, and mm-hmm. There's two that I like this week. First is my favorite, which is the Raiders. plus 11.5. Who are the Eagles to be laying 11.5 versus anybody with this offense? I know it feels like you're selling low on this Eagles offense, but from a schematic standpoint, Jalen Hurts falls off a cliff versus zone coverage. He has been far worse, you know, in terms of explosive play rate, expected completion percentage, all those advanced metrics. The Raiders play the second most zone in the NFL, and they don't give up any explosive plays either. They give up the third fewest explosive passing plays in the NFL. That's all that this Eagles offense is at this point. So I don't care, you know, that it's Kenny Pickett starting. I probably need one touchdown from the Raiders in order to cover this number, but I can't lay 11.5 with the Eagles at all. I think that number is too high. And then I did back the Browns as well versus the Bears, just looking at the weather that's going to be involved in that game. I think it's going to be a pretty run-heavy script for both teams there. This Browns defensive line, I think, is going to cause major problems for the Bears in the passing game. Caleb Williams loves to scramble. That is not easily done versus Myles Garrett and company. So I think they'll be able to contain him, and it'll be a lower scoring game. This Browns run defense has been really capable throughout the year. They had a bad week last week. I think they bounce back this week versus the Bears.
I love it. Henry, any other game we didn't go over? Could be a side that you like, total, player prop. I'll give the floor to you. Anything else in the NFL you like for week 15?
One other play that I like is the Packers. It's getting a little expensive, but if you're under three, I think, you know, maybe still worth a half unit. Again, this is when I played on open, but you just look at this Broncos team. I'm sorry, the metrics aren't there for them. I mean, they're towards the middle of the league in a lot of this stuff. And once again, Bo Nix, one of the worst quarterbacks this year versus zone coverage. He was a little bit better last week. Going into last week, he was in the bottom three against zone coverage, having played a certain number of snaps. But now it's a little bit better. But even still, he has really struggled versus zone this season. The Packers play a ton of it. I think this Packers offense has figured out how to deal without Tucker Kraft. And so I like the Packers, even though they're a road favorite here. I think it's still a little short.
Yeah, maybe a Super Bowl rematch between Green Bay and Denver, something we could see later on in the season. We're talking with Henry Ettinger here on Send It In. Give Henry a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. You can give him a follow on TikTok, on X, and on Instagram as well. Henry, let's pivot over to college football. We got the first round of the playoffs starting next Friday with Bama, Oklahoma, and then three more games to follow on Saturday. Any bets that you've already fired off for the first round of the CFP playoff?
One bet I really like, which is the Miami Texas A&M under. I bet it on open again at 52.5. At 51.5 is totally fine. I make this number almost 48, so I really like this under for a few reasons. Number one, I downgraded Texas A&M's offense more than the market. Clearly, they were electric early in the season, but you look at the schedule going back now, and I'm starting to think that had a lot more to do with it versus their SEC opponents. And that last game versus Texas was highly concerning to me. Texas got shredded by a bunch of offenses before playing that game. And then A&M came out very, very slowly versus them. And on the flip side, Carson Beck's numbers throughout his entire career have fallen off drastically on the road. This will be a very tough road environment for him, early start as well. I don't think they have the guys to take advantage of Texas A&M's weakness with their outside corners. So I like the under in this game. It's by far my favorite play.
I like it. Henry, looking big picture, if you had to make any futures bets right now on a team to win a national championship, have you made any futures?
I haven't. Part of the reason is the team I still like the most is Ohio State, and I just don't think there's any value on the number for them. Georgia has the easiest draw, but I don't really trust their quarterback very much. So if you were, you know, said, hey, you have to make a futures bet, I'd look towards the long shots just because I don't trust any of these teams that much. I think Oregon would be my first one, which isn't even that big of a long shot, but they've looked really impressive here down the stretch and clearly have some depth as well, which could be key here with injuries always popping up in the CFP. And then the real long shot would be Miami. I don't trust Carson Beck enough to do it, but they're the only team I see with the trench play that can hang with the big boys, out of that, you know, guys that are going to be playing in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, top 10 pick, offensive and defensive line for Miami. Like you said, if Beck plays well, certainly can make a case there. Henry, anything else in bowl season? People know that you can get some great CLV on some of these games if you're able to kind of look into the future, predict maybe the opt-outs or who's going to be motivated, all those kinds of things. Any bets you've made so far in bowl season for the other matchups?
I've made a few, PJ. Unfortunately, most of them have already done what you're talking about. They've moved quite a bit, so I can't really give those out. Two that I haven't played yet that I've got circled, and I think Louisville could be a good spot under 10 versus Toledo. Toledo's coach, Jason Candle, now it will be at UConn. Some whispers starting to come out that a lot of the Toledo roster might be going with him. And if that's the case, I don't think they'll play in this bowl game. So that's one where even if, you know, Tucker Gleason, the quarterback, does play in the bowl game, a lot of those, you know, guys that people aren't talking about as much could be on the move here, even though it's not really public yet. And then I still have my eye on New Mexico. I missed the three that's at open, so I'm just waiting here in case there's opt-outs. But Minnesota has a few guys that are going to be pro prospects that definitely will not play in this game. And I just like New Mexico as it is as a matchup. I think they line up pretty well with Minnesota. So I'm waiting to see if I get a three there. But honestly, I might just end up betting them on the money line come game day.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, New Mexico has been a big surprise out of the Mountain West this season. Hembry, before we let you go in about 30 seconds, anything that you like in the NBA tonight?
Yeah, PJ, there's one prop that I've got that I think is still playable. Darius Garland over 16.5 points. I think the rest benefits him here with a few days off. He's been unhealthy to start the season. Dream matchup versus the Wizards, who have really struggled to guard ball handlers this season. Second worst in the league.
Love it. Henry Ettinger, always great stuff. College football, NFL, NBA as well. Make sure you guys give Henry a follow on all the social media platforms at @Hedging_Henry on TikTok, on X, and on Instagram as well. Henry, always appreciate the time and the insight, my friend. Happy holidays to you, and hope to catch up with you again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Let's keep it rolling. PJ Pick 5 here on Send It In. Let's start with college football, and we're going to just go through all of bowl season, my five favorite plays. We'll start with my favorite, and that is Arizona State, plus the 1.5 against Duke. Kenny Dillingham, now there's some rumblings that maybe Michigan could be involved in getting Dillingham from Arizona State. If that happens, that would change a lot of things in this bet, obviously. But if Dillingham stays with the Sun Devils, I really like them in this matchup against Duke. ASU is a team that won the Big 12 last year, had 16 returning starters on the team. These guys want to go out the right way. They didn't have the season that they were hoping. Their quarterback, Sam Levitt, got hurt, and he's transferring out and going to play for another team next year. So the backup quarterback, they've had a chance to play, Jeff Sims, for a couple of games. Their defense is solid, and Dillingham's just a really good coach. Duke, I think a lot of people might be interested in them because they won the ACC, but keep in mind they did lose 5 games and still won that conference. So is that more about Duke or is that more about the ACC as a whole? Talked about it as well. We were previewing the ACC championship game. Duke has been a team this year. You just kind of pick and choose the spots where you want to bet them. When they're an underdog and nobody wants Duke, that is when you should put your money on Duke. But in these type of games, tight point spread, I think most people are probably going to bet them because they won the ACC. I'll take ASU all day in the Sun Bowl at +1.5. I'll also take TCU +6.5 against USC. I would expect this line to come down. If you've watched this show this season, you know when USC goes on the road, they are an auto fade for me. When they're at home in the Coliseum in Los Angeles, you bet on them. They normally play well. When they go on the road, when they play in the Midwest, in the Eastern time zone, that is where they struggle. This game's going to be played in San Antonio at the Alamo Bowl and at the Alamo Dome, and I like TCU. Josh Hoover's a very good quarterback. I would expect him to play in this game. TCU's got an underrated defense, and I think they can absolutely win this game outright. So you're giving me 6.5. I'll take that all day with TCU. College football playoff game, I like Bama in a pick of -110 against Oklahoma. Now, the Sooners have beaten Bama each of the last 2 years. Feels like Venables does have a little bit of schematic advantage against Kellen DeBoer. Both defenses are very good. Bama's got the better offense. And even though Oklahoma did beat the Tide when these teams played in the middle of November, Alabama outgained them by 200 yards in that game. They turned the ball over 3 times, including throwing a pick 6. They also missed a chip shot field goal. If Bama just cleans it up, if they don't turn the ball over, lean on their defense, Ty Simpson in the offense makes a couple plays, I think Bama's going to be in a good spot. It's going to be close. It's probably going to be about a field goal game. Total is 40.5 for a reason. Not going to be many points, but I think Bama gets out of there with the win. Georgia Tech, 4.5 point dog against BYU, and I like the Rambling Wreck. These are the kind of spots where I love betting on Brent Key. Talked about betting Georgia Tech in their regular season finale against Georgia. They were getting all those points. They only ended up losing by 7. I think they could win this game outright. I would expect Haynes King to play. He's been great for that university. He's had a great couple of years. Brent Key signed that extension. He's there for the long term. They've had a really good year. I think they want to go out the right way. So I'll take Georgia Tech plus 4.5 against BYU. And then finally, give me Army minus 5.5 against UConn. This line has started to move. Army is obviously going to end up playing Navy this week in the Army-Navy game tomorrow. Don't have a play on that one. Would probably lean towards Army plus the points, though, if I had to bet the game. But I definitely like Army against UConn. UConn's head coach, Jim Mora, is moving on. He took the Colorado State job, bringing some of his staffers with them. I think a lot of players are going to probably opt out in this game. And Army, even though UConn has faced Air Force this year, they've seen the wishbone. Army runs it as well as anybody. And I think anything under a touchdown is a good bet with the Black Knights. So I'll take Army minus 5.5 against UConn. All right, over to the NFL now as we look at the PJ pick 5 there. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns plus 7.5 against the Bears as my first bet up. Man, this is such a great spot to fade the Bears, I think. Chicago's obviously having a real...
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good year. They're 9-4 on the season. A lot of people felt like they were big-time frauds before that two-game stretch that they just had against Philadelphia and Green Bay. Well, they upset the Eagles. They play the Packers tough. And kind of now the perception around the Bears is this is a pretty good football team. They have 3 massive games upcoming. They host the Packers, then they're at San Francisco, and then they're home against Detroit. So this is a huge stretch on their schedule. They're playing good team after good team after playoff team, and sandwiched in between all that, they're home against the Browns on Sunday in freezing cold weather. And it's not like they're playing Miami. It's not like they're playing a dome team. They're playing the Cleveland Browns, who's also used to the cold. They got a great defense. They're going to be able to run the football a little bit with Junkins. So in what should be a low-scoring game, the fact we're getting 7.5 with the Browns, keep in mind, you guys, earlier this year, the Bears were a 3.5-point favorite against the Giants, a 4.5-point favorite against the Saints. The Giants have 2 wins. The Saints have 3 wins. The Browns have 3 wins. Why are we getting 7.5 with the Browns? I think it's too many points. I like Cleveland on Sunday. I also like the Ravens minus 2.5 against the Bengals on Sunday as well. No T. Higgins is a big deal for Cincinnati. He's officially ruled out of that game, even though Ja'Marr Chase absolutely shreds the Ravens always, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Not having Higgins out there is going to be big for Baltimore's offense. And as Henry was talking about the first time, Baltimore on Thanksgiving lost that game by themselves. They turned the ball over 5 times, likely had the ball stripped when he was getting ready to go into the end zone. Zay Flowers was called for a ticky-tack push-off. You know, Lamar was still not himself, but I agree against Pittsburgh. It looked like Lamar started to return to form a little bit. Ravens only gave Derrick Henry 10 carries in that game against the Bengals. I think they're going to give him a lot more on Sunday. So I like the Ravens anything under 3. Minus 2.5 is a good bet on Baltimore. I also like the Buffalo Bills minus 1 against the Patriots. This is a playoff game on Sunday. The Patriots win, they win the division. I think right now, with how it looks like the AFC playoff picture is going to go, with the Chiefs likely out, the Ravens likely out, Burrow and the Bengals likely out, I mean, the Bills are kind of the only team that we have seen win games in the playoffs the last 5 or 6 years, kind of the only team that you trust at this point. Well, this is a playoff game, and they're a pick 'em. They lost to New England the first time around. Yes, the Pats are coming off a bye week, and Vrabel's very good off a bye, but New England, as Henry mentioned, has a lot of injuries up front, and that run defense that was one of the best in the NFL early in the season is kind of middle of the pack now. I think Buffalo takes advantage of that. I like Bills minus 1. I also like Arizona plus 9.5 against the Houston Texans. If you can get a 10 again, that's a great bet with Arizona in this game. Houston's one of the hottest teams in the NFL. There's no question. They're probably the best defense in the NFL as well. But the last 3 games, Houston has been an underdog, right? They beat the Bills outright. They beat the Colts outright. And they also beat the Chiefs outright as well. Now, not only are they a favorite, they're a big favorite. They're a 9.5, 10-point favorite. And even though they got that great defense that I love to bet on when they're an underdog, this offense laying 10 points against an Arizona team that's been playing just about everybody close this year, I'll take the Cardinals plus the points in that game. And then finally, give me Kansas City minus 5.5 against the Chargers. I think this is the best spot of the week for any team. LA's coming off a short week, primetime, overtime win against the Eagles. Now they got to go on the road. That banged up offensive line, Herbert with his hand injury as well. Kansas City's in desperation mode, have to win out. Chargers already beat them earlier this year. Everything is pointing me towards Kansas City in this game. I think they win by at least a touchdown. I'll lay the 5.5 with the Chiefs on Sunday. All right, let's talk NFL Week 15 player props, my favorites, before we get to our guy, Shane Thurston. As I mentioned, Ja'Marr Chase always goes crazy against the Ravens. His last three games against Baltimore, 193, 264, and 110 receiving yards, which he had on Thanksgiving night. His total's only at 87.5 on Sunday. I think he's getting over 100 again, so I like Ja'Marr Chase over receiving yards. Love Josh Allen over 7.5 rushing attempts against the Patriots. Talked about this bet earlier in the year when he played the Chiefs. It didn't quite go over, but normally it does, and the handicap is the same for this game. Josh Allen in these big games, in these games that have a lot on the line, he will put his body on the line. Last two games, Josh Allen has had 8 rush attempts and 9 rush attempts against the Steelers and the Bengals in two big games. This game is bigger than both of those, trying to avenge the loss to the Patriots earlier in the year where he had 9 rushing attempts in that game as well. Over 7.5 rush attempts for Josh Allen at plus 110, I think is an awesome bet. So I absolutely love that one. Kenny Pickett over 176.5 passing yards against the Eagles. I like that one as well. Kenny Pickett came into that game last week against the Broncos, and I thought he did a pretty good job. I actually like the Raiders a lot more with him under center than I do with Geno Smith. Eagles have a terrific defense. There's no doubt it's going to be cold, but I think Kenny Pickett going up against his former team can throw closer to 200 yards, so I'll go over 176.5. Kyle Manungai, I'll take his over rushing attempts against the Browns, over 12.5. Manungai in his last two games has had 22 and 14 cold weather in Chicago, right? Miles Garrett on the other side. You do not want to get that pass rush going for Cleveland. Ben Johnson's already a guy that wants to begin to run anyways. Manungai, bigger physical back than DeAndre Swift. I think he gets more of the carries. I'll take Manungai over rushing attempts. And then finally, Davante Adams. I'll take his over receiving yards at 64.5 against the Lions. That total is 55.5. It's going to be a shootout. Fireworks up and down. Devontae's still one of the best route runners in football going up against that banged up Lions secondary. So I'll take Davante Adams over 64.5 receiving yards. Real quick, tell you about a promo from our friends at BetMGM, a college football odds boost token. It's time to zero in on every snap. Activate your odds boost token on any college football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. Let's check in now with our Friday regular, our guy Shane Thurston, web content writer for BetMGM. Make sure you guys are giving Shane a follow on X at ShaneThurston25. Shane, let's start with the National Football League. Also want to pick your brain about some NBA and Major League Baseball question as well. Two biggest games of the week, though, in the NFL, Patriots and Bills, Packers and Broncos. Do you like anything in either of those games?
Yeah, I'm with you with trusting the Bills more in what is a potentially playoff game here. I'll lay the points with the Bills as short favorites. Other than the first meeting against Buffalo, New England really hasn't been tested. The Patriots haven't faced a quarterback inside the top 13 by EPA all year except for Allen. Obviously, the Pats deserve a ton of credit for winning that first meeting, but this has historically been a good spot to back Allen. Allen is 22-9 in December in his career, and he's 30-14 against AFC East teams in his career as well. I do think the Bills got a little bit fortunate last week against the Bengals after a slow start, but you know they have a chance to end the regular season on a high note and enter the AFC playoffs as the favorite kind of going through the playoffs. So I think that starts here.
I love it. All right, so we're a Bills show. Shane, me, you, Henry, love the Bills this week. Who could be on upset alert this week, Shane? Who's an underdog that maybe you would take a little bite at the money line with?
Yeah, not sure if you'll agree with me on this one, but I do like the Lions pulling off the upset against the Rams. Detroit coming off a little bit of a mini bye against Thursday, playing last night against Thursday Night Football, a game in which they created 20 quarterback pressures. If the Lions want to get after Matthew Stafford, I mean, he's been humming lately. He's had 3+ touchdown passes in 7 straight games. I think Detroit can play a little bit of ball control here. Gibbs has a rushing total of like 115 yards, and I can win this game in the trenches. The Rams do control their own destiny for that kind of number one seed, but they don't actually need this game as badly as next week against the Seahawks. The Lions, meanwhile, are fighting for their playoff lives. I just think this is too many points for a Detroit team that was a Super Bowl contender entering the year. I would sprinkle their money line as well.
Would you dare take the under in that game, Shane, or would it only be the over for you at 55.5?
I have a lot of fantasy players in this game, so I probably will take the under. They'll probably just disappoint, and I'll be out of the playoffs. So, I don't have an opinion on the side.
Yeah, I mean, that total is super, super high. You mentioned a lot of guys' fantasy player props. Any props that you like this week in the NFL?
Yeah, hopefully this guy isn't on your fantasy team, but I actually like Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt over 36.5 yards against the Chargers. I'm guessing the Chiefs will be in the market for a running back next offseason because they've lost any element of the ground game. But Hunt still has been out carrying Isaiah Pacheco of late. He's had 11 or more carries in 5 straight contests. He's cleared this line 4 times over that span. I think we're just getting a little bit of a discount because he went for 30 yards against the Houston Texans, as you mentioned on your show just a little bit earlier, the best defensive team in football. The Chargers, meanwhile, ranked 25th in the league with an average of 4.6 rushing yards allowed. So I think this is just a good spot to kind of buy low a little bit on Hunt.
Any other games that you like this week, Shane, in the NFL? Anything else that, side total props, anything else that you like on the card?
I hesitate to recommend it, but I do think I am leaning toward the Ravens as well. As you mentioned, they kind of beat themselves in that first meeting against the Bengals a couple weeks ago, and it did not feel like it was the Bengals who won the game. It was the Ravens lost that game. Getting under a field goal, it feels like that's a no-brainer for me. I would lean the Ravens as kind of my last play here.
Shane, looking at the NBA now, we got a decent slate tonight in the association. What are some of your favorite plays?
Yeah, I'm zeroing in on the Hawks center, Onyeka Okongwu, under 11.5 rebounds and assists against the Pistons. Okongwu's stats actually decreased a little bit without Kristaps Porzingis, which is kind of counterintuitive to what you might think. He averages 6 fewer rebounds and 5 fewer points when playing without Porzingis. And his assists remain roughly the same, but both of his previous matchups against the Pistons came without Porzingis. He recorded 6 rebounds and 4 assists on December 1st, and then 1 rebound and 3 assists on November 18th. This is not by accident. Detroit ranks 7th in rebounds allowed and 1st in assists allowed to opposing centers. So I just think this is a little bit inflated total here for Okongwu, and I'll take the under on 11.5 rebounds and assists.
Shane, I think right now all of us feel like history definitely could be broken with the way that OKC is playing. They're currently 24-1. The Warriors hold the record 73-9, best regular season record that there is. You think OKC breaks history this year?
The short answer, probably not. BetMGM has OKC at +375 to win 74 games. That's 21.05% implied probability. The longer answer gets into maybe me turning into a little bit of a hater, but I don't mean to sound like that. They're obviously the best team in the league. But it's worth pointing out the Thunder have had the easiest schedule so far, according to ESPN. Obviously, some of that is that they don't get to play themselves. But that's not all of it. And Tankathon kind of confirms that. The remaining strength of schedule is the hardest in the league. The Thunder play the Spurs 5 more times, including tomorrow night. They get 4 matchups against Denver. They two times against the Pistons, 2 times against the Knicks, 2 matchups against the Rockets, and 3 more against the Lakers. I just don't see them having any motivation to push for the win total. The Warriors have since talked about how they regretted doing so in 2016. So boring answer. I think this is just the best team in basketball, and they're going to win like 68 to 70 games and probably kind of coast during the stretch.
All right. Love it. Shane Thurston. Give Shane a follow on X at Shane Thurston 25, web content writer for BetMGM. Joined us each and every Friday here on Send It In. Shane, always appreciated the insight, my friend. Good luck to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. No problem. Let's wrap up the show, you guys. About a minute to go. My favorite plays of the day, and it's really all things that we've either talked about today or earlier this week. Josh Allen over 7.5 rush attempts at plus 110 is going to be my prop lock. In these big games, keep an eye on this too. When we get to the postseason, when those numbers open up earlier in the week, you watch Josh Allen's rush attempts is just going to get bet up and up every single game. I like over 7.5 at plus 110. Browns plus 7.5 against the Bears is going to be my dog of the day. The Bears had a nice two-game little stretch. I think most people are coming around that Chicago is a playoff team. Maybe they can be a dark horse in the NFC. They got to be careful, though, of the Browns this week and not look ahead to some of the games that they have upcoming. I think 7.5 is too many. I'll take Cleveland plus the points. And then Ohio State, I'll take them to win the national championship in college football. It's going to be my best bet. One last futures bet for you guys as we have to say goodbye. I see a question or a comment here from Bursill Productions. Send it in. It's been my go-to show. Listen every day. PJ, thanks for all the bets. Appreciate you, Bursill Productions, and everybody else listening. Thanks to Mitch and Andrew for the opportunity. It's been awesome. We'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday season.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.